One of the main reasons, if not the main reason, that the Yidden went into Mitzrayim, the whole Shibud and Golos Mitzrayim, was to elevate 202 of the 288 Netzoitzes that came down with the Shvitas HaKelim. We know that when the Eibishter created the world, there was a job to elevate 288 Netzoitzes. You see that in the word V'ruach Aleikim, Merachefes al Pnei Amoyim. Merachefes has the Oisius, Reish Peches, which is connected to the Inyan of Moshiach. We know that the Balaturim says that the V'ruach Aleikim, Merachefes, is Moshiach. And the Avodah to bring Moshiach was to elevate the 288 Netzoitzes. While they were in Mitzrayim, they elevated 202, like it says, "Vegam Eidev Rav Olu Itom." The Yidden went up with the Eidev Rav. So the simple taich is that they went up with a bunch of terrible people that ended up causing a lot of tzoris for Klal Yisrael. The whole Chete Egel, etc., was from the Eidev Rav. But also, it's brought down in Chassidus that the Eidev Rav have to do with Rav 202 Netzoitzes that were elevated by Yidden in Mitzrayim. And until Bias HaMashiach, we have to elevate all the other Netzoitzits that were spread out all over the world. Hence the famous Avoida called Avoidas HaBirudim. And we were told that after we finished Avoidas HaBirudim, then we're ready for Mashiach. So if you ask an average Chosid, so what is the Avoida today? The standard answer is that today's Avoida is Avoidas HaBirudim. However, in Shabbos Parshas Vayishlach Tov Shinun Beis, which you can look in the Sicha or the Besura Sagula Ois Nun Aleph, page 148, where the Rebbe told us that we finished all the Avoida that we have to do in the Zman HaGolos, and the Rebbe says in the second paragraph in the Besura Sagula, and I quote, "Umizeh Muvan," from this is understood, the rest of the Avoida, which comes afterwards until for as long as Mashiach is not here, Begoli, which we don't understand why, it's no longer Avoida Sabirudim, because we already finished Avoida Sabirudim. It's a special Avoida to bring about the Yizgalos of Mashiach in the world. Which right away, when you hear this major declaration from the Nasi Ador, there are two obvious questions which people have. And that is, how can you say, Nigmero Avoida Sabirudim, if we look around and we don't see that the world is perfect? And secondly, if Avoida Sabirudim is over, so what Avoida is there now? We are so used to doing Avoida Sabirudim. Now that Avoida Sabirudim is over, what Avoida begins now? So the truth is, Baruch Hashem, everything that we question, that we have, the answer is found in Torah. And the truth is that the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a microcosm of the story of Yetzia Mehagolos. Everything that will take place and is taking place as we get ready for Mashiach already took place by Yetzias Mitzrayim. As a matter of fact, it's brought down from the Arizal that the neshamis of this generation of the Dor HaGaula are, as a matter of fact, a gilgul of the neshamis of the generation that left Mitzrayim. So we actually experienced this concept once before. So by looking at the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're able to understand and learn out and extrapolate for your own Avoida how you can better serve the Eibishter, and you get clarity in all the questions that you may have. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, there are a lot of wondrous things, a lot of miracles, a lot of nisim, giluyim. Yet we find a very puzzling detail in Parshas Beshalach, in our Parsha, in regards to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us that after the Yidden crossed the Yamsuf, they sang Shira, and they were so excited. And then an interesting fact happened. Vayase Moshe es Yisrael miYamsuf. That Moshe Rabbeinu had to force the Yidden away from the Yamsuf. So Rashi says, why did he have to force them away? He seen Bal Korchon, he had to force them away. Chazal, in Tanchuma, Rashi brings down that when they saw the dead bodies of the Mitzrayim get washed up on the shore, and they saw so much Bizas Hayom, they saw so much more diamonds and gold, so much. They thought that they emptied out Mitzrayim from all the gold and silver and the diamonds and all the treasures. And all of a sudden, there was so much more coming up from the city. So therefore, they wanted to gather more gold, silver, etc. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them, Chevre, it's time to get ready for Matan Torah. Comes the obvious question. Yidden just crossed the Yamsuf. Zekeli van Veyu, they saw the Eibishter. To the extent that it says what a Shivcha saw on the Yamsuf, that even the greatest Nevi'im didn't see. And all they're busy is with gathering gold and silver. I mean, how quickly can you turn into a behemoth? You just saw it's Kriyas Yamsuf. How? You right away, your Nefesh HaBahamis chaps you and you're back to gold and silver? Like the story of the Rambam, where they train the cats, and in 1 second, when you let out the mice, they're back to chasing mice? Well, the simple answer, most people say, is yes. Welcome to Olam Hazeh. Our Nefesh HaBahamis is Chai V'Kayon. And yes, the moment you give it a chance, it's back to the gold and silver. But the Rebbe does not want to take this approach. In Likud HaSichos, Chelek Chof Aleph, page 77, the Sicha of Parshas B'Shalach, the Rebbe gives a Moiridika answer. In Ois Dalid, the Rebbe explains that Yidden knew that they had to get ready for Moshiach, for Matan Torah. One of the conditions was Avoides HaBirurim. Avoides HaBirurim was to take out all the Gashmias of Mitzrayim, Netzaltim es Mitzrayim. So comes along, they thought that they were able and they were successful in their mission. They look now at the sea and they see that there's so much more. They saw that their Avoida is not finished, or so they thought. So they wanted to elevate the rest of the Birurim that were still in Mitzrayim. They said, obviously, our Avoid is not done. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to come and tell them, Chevra, even though your eyes see more Birurim, Birurim is not based on what you see. There's a certain amount that has to be elevated. And I'm, as the Navi and Nasi Yisrael, I'm telling you that the Avoid was done. And this is what it means, forcing. I want to quote to you the Rebbe's words, Ois Vav, on page 80. Nidchas v'sholem az yidin ach kriyas yamsim am nid gevolt folgen Moshe Rabbeinu. They did, obviously, the Yidin, they weren't refusing to listen. You didn't have to schlep them and say, you behemoth, you're chasing gold right after kriyas yamsim. That's not what happened. They wanted to listen. Nor der pirish pnimi in balkorchem is, as thus is Balkarcham from Zayir Seichel Vavona B'Toyra. They had a certain understanding of the Avoida. They thought Al Pi Toyra, we had to take out Ad Aingeton and the Avoida Sabirurim. They thought that they had to continue to do Avoida Sabirurim. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Herzachan Yidin, Ein Ochanami. You had to do Avoida Sabirurim. But when the Navi and Moshe Rabbeinu tells you that it's finished, even though you don't understand it, you have to accept it. Comes along the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gives us a very, very important Hayurah. Listen to this Hayurah. B'sha'as Ayid is farnumin mita'inyin an avoidas Hashem. When somebody is doing an avoida, when the Nasi gives you an avoida, you have to give yourself over to this avoida 100%. However, when a commandment from Shulchan Aruch comes, what does it mean, a new commandment from Shulchan Aruch? When the Nasi Yisrael tells you, which for a chassid and a yid, a word from a Nasi is Shulchan Aruch. This is, right, what you have to do. Moshe Rabbeinu tells you, at its darf men mafsik zayn from der avoid and ton mit at zweite avoid. Chevre, the avoid that I told you just before, 10 years ago, to do, and you got yourself so involved, you became an expert in this avoid. However, when the Navi tells you that the avoida is over, something is demanded from a yid, which is the opposite. From one side, he has to feel torn. He says, wait a minute, I got so involved in this avoida, like leaving it may be difficult because you got taka so involved. And that's okay to have that feeling. You have to take the Bal Karchach and move it to Atachai. You say, you know what? I'll take the same passion, being that I am bottle to the Nasi, and now the Nasi is telling me to go to a new Avoida. I'm taking the same passion that I had in my previous Avoida and now bringing it to the new Avoida. He doesn't get left behind in the old avoida. He takes the same chayis that he had in the previous avoida, transfers it to the new avoida. What was the new avoida? Became a new avoida of Kabbalah HaTorah. Right now, there was the avoida of leaving Mitzrayim, getting the Birurim of Mitzrayim. But how come Matan Torah didn't happen? It said in the Pasuk, "B'yetziach Hashem mimitzrayim," when the Eibishter will take you out of Mitzrayim, "Tavdu nesalikim alahar hazeh," you're going to serve the Eibishter, get Matan Torah. So what was taking so long? What took 49 days? Yeah, true, you have to leave Mitzrayim. But you have to actually get ready for Matan Torah. They say each day of the Sfira Sa'oimer was the day they were mevarer one of their midas. They had to be shining from the word sfiras, also from the word shine. They had to be. It's not enough just to leave Mitzrayim. It's not enough to stop working for Shabbos. You have to put on the big day Shabbos in order to get ready for Shabbos. It's two avoidas, leaving Choyl and entering Kodesh. Leaving Mitzrayim and getting ready for Matan Torah. So the Rebbe tells us, Eino Chanami, back to our situation. We finished the avoida sabirudim, and really the Eibishter has to send Moshiach. But mitzad yidin, mitzad us, we have to do a new avoida. And what is that avoida? That is the avoida of Kabbalah's pnei Moshiach tzidkenu. The Rebbe told us in Chayesora Tavshin Beis that there's a chidush ikri in the shlichus. There's a new avoida in the shlichus, which incorporates in every aspect of the shlichus, has to go through this avoida. This is the avoid of getting ready for Shabbos. This is the avoid of putting on the big day Shabbos. This is the avoid of sounding the alarm and making sure the whole world is getting ready for Shabbos. This is the ultimate hachana, where we get ourselves and the world around us ready for Mashiach. Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. How do we do that? That the Rebbe said very clearly in Chayesara Tovshinum Beis. And again, I want to quote to you the words of the Rebbe so there are no mistakes, no misunderstandings. And again, you can find it in the Psuras HaGeula, page 135. Ubepashtus meintas, what does that mean? The Rebbe says, it was then the kinus HaShluchim, everyone has to take Achlotis Toivis to get themselves ready for Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. And how is that done? Do that, do you explain the Inyan of Mashiach, the way it's explained in Teresh Shebichsav and Teresh Baal Peh, Bo'efen HaMeskabel to every single person, through learning in Yonim Mashiach Ugu'ula in a way of Chochma, Bina, and Das. By learning about Mashiach and getting ready for getting yourself and the world around you ready for Mashiach and being Mekabel Mashiach in a very literal sense, that is the Avoida of today. To get ourselves, the world around us, our families, friends, communities, an entire city and the world, Taka ready for Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. Bepoil Mamish.